This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention Team. To verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union Money Transfer. Please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Thank you for calling Visa Security Team. This is Mark. How may I help you today?
Well, you just rang me and told me about 2 charges being put on the credit card.
Not on your credit card, sir. The charges has been made on your debit card. The first charge was made for £8.99 for Amazon Prime. Like, do you use Amazon Prime?
No.
All right. Now, the second charge which is coming up on your account is for £987 to Western Union. Like, have you ever used Western Union for transferring any money to overseas?
I don't even know who they are.
Oh, my goodness. So, Western Union is a platform where you can transfer money to overseas using your debit card details.
Well, it's not mine. Definitely not.
All right. All right. Now, do you remember, to the best of your memory, when was the last time you have used your card?
Without going online and checking, I can't tell you.
Okay, no worries.
I use it quite frequently.
Okay, and in which device you log into your online banking most of the time, sir?
I logged into last night using my mobile phone.
Mm-hmm. But I can see here that you are also logged in a laptop. Have you ever logged in a laptop, sir?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Can you just check and confirm me the last time when you have used your card?
I'll tell you what, I'll check online and that'll jog my memory.
No worries.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Take your time.
Okay, I'll ring you again in a moment. All right?
Sorry, I beg your pardon?
I'll phone you again.
So see, you will not be able to call us. This is a recorded line, okay? This is just a verification call regarding the 2 charges. If you have not made these 2 payments from your end, you can just simply see that on the back of your debit card, there is a telephone number, customer service inquiry number. Just have a look.
Oh, yeah, so 345.
Just read out the telephone number to me. So I can just assign you with a queue and you can just ring that number straight away. And
0345-0303-105.
It's 0345. After that?
0305.
105 at the end, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what I've done, sir, I have just put the red flag on both the charges, which was not authorized by you. Now, what you need to do, as these charges are overseas transactions, so you just need to call on this number and you will be speaking with your bank anti-fraud team and they're going to help you out in order to cancel down both the transactions, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I'm doing, sir, I'm just assigning you with a queue, so you don't need to wait for a long time in a hold. So once I assign you with the queue, you hear a queue sound, then start dialing the number from your end, okay?
Okay.
All right. There we go.
Is it that number that I need to call?
Yes. The telephone number, which is given on the back of the debit card, the 0345 number, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I'm just assigning you with the queue. Once you hear the queue sound, just start dialing the telephone number. Here we go.
What's the matter? What? Somebody's taken £1,000 out of our bank account.
Thank you for calling Royal Bank of Scotland. You're speaking with Don Harvey. How can I help you today?
Okay, well, I just had a phone call saying that there have been two charges made on my account, my debit account, and they're not authorized.
Okay, and so when did you receive this call?
About 5 minutes ago.
Okay, I would be happy to help you out, sir. Could you please help me out with your first and your last name, please?
Yes, Martin Spillane.
And how do you spell your last name, sir?
S-P-I-L-L-A-N-E.
Okay. Now, Mr. Martin, could you please help me out with your date of birth in order to know I'm speaking with the account?
Dr. Martin Spillane. Okay. 26th
of March, 1940. 26th of March, 1940. Okay, Dr. Martin Spillane, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, sir, could you please allow me a moment? I'll just validate your account and see, like, you know, what exactly is going on. Can I put your call on hold, Martin?
Okay.
Dr. Martin?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for holding the line, Mr. Spillane. Well,
that's
I've filled up your account. I beg your pardon, sir?
I said that's quick.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, sir, I've filled up your account information, and I can see that on today's date, that is January 17th, that is 2024,
yeah.
I can see that there is a transaction that's coming up on your account, and that's for £987. Like, this money was spent through WU, Western Union. So, are you responding regarding this charge, sir?
Yes, I am. It's not mine. I've never done business with Western Union. I have no reason to. The charge is not mine. It's not authorized.
You have no knowledge about it. Is it that, you know, like, is it something which is not, which was not authorized by you, Mr. Spillane?
It was not authorized by me, no. But bringing this up on my own screen at the moment.
Uh-huh.
But absolutely.
Absolutely fraudulent, right? Okay, just a moment, please.
Of course, Royal Bank of Scotland. Oh.
Just check it on your own screen as well, Mr. Martin.
Yeah, I'm doing that. It's very, very slow.
No worries. I'll hold the line to you. But in the meanwhile, I'm working on your account as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mr. Spillane, I could see there is one more transaction that's on your account on today's date. And that's for £8.99. Like, this is for Amazon Prime. Like, this is a standing order, basically.
No.
No knowledge.
I'll hold on.
I'll hold the line, please.
And hello?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
Yeah, I just brought my screen up. You've got it up on your screen, have you?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I did.
Okay. Right. Well, on the 17th of January, there's British Gas, 222.36.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I see that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't. Well, I don't see it at all on my screen.
You don't see it. Mr. Spillen, basically what happens is, you know, as these two transactions which have been taken place on your account today it's red alert on these two payments. So for that reason, it's not appearing it on your screen. Since I've already red flagged it, for that reason, you're not able to see it on your screen itself.
Okay.
Right, Mr. Spillen?
You'll just see it under pending.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You don't see there. Now, basically, Mr. Spillen, right now, what we have found is, you know, what I've done is, I've just gone ahead and put a red flag on both of these charges. Now, these are showing as unauthorized charges. Now, if you can just check on your account, basically, like on the past 7 days, you know, just check it. If you see any payments which you have not made and it's appearing on your account statement, sir?
Yeah, I'm just running back through.
Yeah, just check it. Just for the past 7 days, do you see any payments, any little payment, any large amounts which you have not made and it's appearing on the account statement, sir?
No, I'm going back. I'm up 1st of January now and I don't see anything.
Mm-hmm. Let's check it.
No.
You don't see anything unusual, right?
No.
Now, Mr. Spillen, right now, tell me, to the best of your memory, when was the last time you've used your bank debit card in a commercial place, like at the hairdresser, at the gas station, at a grocery store, at a departmental store, or at a supermarket, sir?
On the 15th, that's 2 days ago, I drew out £100 at a post office.
And have you noticed, like, someone was trying to take numbers of your card or trying to take pictures of your card by any chance?
No, I didn't notice that.
And do you suspect anyone by any chance, Martin, who's doing this on your behalf, sir?
No, I don't.
Okay. And so, apart from you, is there anyone else who's using your card on your behalf by any chance?
No, no.
And is something like this which you're facing, is it for the very first time, sir?
Sorry, say that again.
I said, the thing which you're facing today, you know, has something like this happened with you in the past?
Not in recent years, no.
Not in recent years. So you're all by yourself and you've never, and I hope you've never given out your credentials to anyone, like your card number.
Absolutely not.
Okay. And Mr. Spillen, did you try to log in into your online banking this morning today at 6?
I'm logging in now.
You logged in just now. You haven't, this is the first time, you know, today you have logged in, right? On 17th January, this is the first time today you have logged in, right?
Well, hang on a minute. I may have logged in at that time. I don't know, I was up then.
Like, was it 6? Did you wake up this morning early, like 6:47, like approximately by that time?
I made a payment yesterday of £5,000 on the 16th, so it wasn't this morning, of £5,000 to be able to curb that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so have you ever given out your login credentials, like your online ID or password?
Absolutely not.
And you do your online banking, is it on your mobile phone or on the laptop, please?
Both. But I haven't saved the passwords. I enter them every time I enter them completely. You know, it's not in the memory.
Just give me a moment. I'm working on your account, Mr. Spillen. You know, actually, I see something, you know, unusual that's taking place on your account. So. Right. Now, so, Mr. Spellin, what I can see is that your online banking is being compromised because I can see a different IP address, like internet protocol address, you know, that is being assisted on your account, you know, since the past 4 days, you know, from 13th of January, you know, at, you know, in different hours, you know, at wee hours during the night, you know, someone is trying to log in into your online banking. Now, tell me, in the past, like, you know, have you visited a restaurant or a hotel, you know, recently? Like, were you on a vacation recently? Like, did you try to use an, use the internet of, like, a public internet, you know, for your online? Not. So, the internet which you use is a private network, right, Mr. Spellin?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, however, Mr. Spellin, what we'll have to do is, you know, I'll put your account under our surveillance for the next 24 hours, you know, because I can see some unsuspected activities that's going on in your, with your accounts and everything. Now, basically, Mr. Martin, you know, what do you see, you know, how many accounts do you see there, sir?
How many?
Just, yeah. How many accounts do you see there, sir, Mr. Spellin? Just check all your accounts.
Screen. I've got two accounts. I've got a RBS Gold card. Hang on a minute, it's going to log me out. RBS Gold card and the card that we're talking about, which links my bank account.
Exactly. Now, just log in once again, please.
Yeah. Okay, I'm logged in.
Okay. And what's the closing, you know, what's the available balance you see there, Mr. Spellin?
44,195.93.
Just check the other account. Do you see any other, you know, just check the second account. Do you see any payments that you have not made?
Just a moment.
Let's check it. There.
No, I had money came in. It came in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
Transactions on the MasterCard. I made a payment to eBay earlier this morning, another one to John Lewis.
Okay, and what's the balance you see there?
The balance is 496.85.
That's on your credit card, right?
That's right, yes.
Exactly, right. Now, basically, sir, can you just, I hope everything is, you know, you know, everything is in order on your credit card. Just check all the statement of your credit card as well.
I'm just checking, you know.
Everything looks fine.
I used it at Iceland on the 3rd of January. Well, the Iceland food store on the 3rd of January. That's the last time I'm shown as using it.
That was the last time, right. No worries. Now, Mr. Spellin, just log out of your online banking, please. Sign out of your account. Log out. Now, Mr. Spellin, you know, for the next 24 hours, I would advise you not to log in into your account until and unless you hear it from me. Because right now what we have found is that your account is being, you know, someone is using your online banking fraudulently. So we cannot take a risk at this present moment, Mr. Spellin. And I hope you told me that, you know, you've never provided your login credentials to anyone. And you're the only one who's using your online banking. There's no one else who's using it, like your wife or someone else.
No.
Okay. Are you all by yourself, sir?
Sorry?
Are you all by yourself?
When you say all by myself.
I'm like... Like, do you have someone, you know, like friends or visitors, you know, visiting your house frequently? They must have access to it, like something of that sort. No, you don't get
obviously, my wife, we live together.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, Mr. Spellin, right now, you know, what we have found is that the debit card that you are using presently, you know, what we are suspecting is that your debit card has also been compromised, you know. Someone is trying, you know, they have created a fake card in your name with same numbers on it, and they are trying to charge your card fraudulently. So would you like to cancel your debit card and get a new one for yourself, or would you like to use the same old card that's being compromised, Mrs. Spellin?
Well, obviously, change the card.
Exactly, Mr. Spellin, because right now, if you keep on using the same old card, time and again, there will be more charges that can reappear on your account.
Yeah.
and you cannot take a risk. Exactly. So, Mr. Spinnen, what I'm going to do is, you know, I'll just go ahead and reissue a new debit card for you. Now, that would be delivered to you at your doorstep in the next 2 to 3 business days. Like today is Wednesday, you'll probably receive the new card by Friday. And if not Friday, you'll get the card by Monday. I hope that won't be a problem for you.
All right. Exactly. What address have you got to? Are you sending to B160RR?
Yeah, it's B160RS, right? That address.
Ah, okay, so it's going to Fitzroy Avenue.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Is it going to Fitzroy Avenue?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
okay. Right. So kindly hold the line for a moment, sir. I'm just working on your account.
Will it be going by post?
Yeah, it would be coming by post, you know, it would be an express delivery, you know. I just see, you know, if your car gets delivered by Friday itself, Mr. Spencer, okay? I'm just working on your account. Can you hold the line for a moment, please? Right? Thank you for holding the line, Mr. Spellin. Hello? Dr. Spellin, you there? Hello? Hello? You there, sir? Hello. So, are you there? So are you there? Dr. Spellin, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me, sir? Hello? Mr. Spellin, can you hear me?
Mr. Spillin, you there? Hello?